I'm Emma Curtin, host of a new true crime podcast called Murder Archives. It's set in Toorak in 1929 about the murder of Norma Rees-McLeod. Search for Murder Archives where you're listening right now.
Anyway, so I said, what I normally do is bring some food around.
It's a polite thing to do. Well, some rolls or something.
Yeah, because it's kind of it's a semi-share house. He does this really interesting thing. He has people stay at his house, but they have to work for him. So they stay for free.
Oh, my God.
Pay for...
like a lord or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a feudal system. They have to put some crops in the backyard or...
So if you're bringing fruit around, that includes the housemate as well. So anyway, I said, I will... And I go to this shop called Lemoore's, which has got really nice chicken schnitzel.
Ooh.
And salad. So I said, okay, I'll be there at 7:30 and I'll bring some Lemoore's. And he knows what that means.
Of course.
Spellcheck stepped in and goes, I'll be there at 7:30 and I'll bring some lemurs.
Lemurs?
Lemurs. I didn't even read it. I'm going, lemurs?
They're an animal.
From Madagascar?
Yeah, they're cute.
Aren't they?
A lemur is, isn't that King Julian's a lemur? They're from the Madagascar comic.
Oh, right.
I think, yeah, the cartoon.
Anyway, where it gets you. Oh, I remember my mum had a friend and she said she wanted to go back to university in her latter years because she wanted to do a feces.
Well, Betty, my mother-in-law, sends me text message, but she doesn't correct that. Like you didn't correct her.
Yeah.
And she said, I can't meet you at this time for dinner or whatever because, Stan's coming around to root the curtains. And it was Czech or something. The curtains will root the curtains. For a while too, because my eyes aren't that great. She was sending me that emoji of the praying.
Yeah.
I thought it was a penis. I'm going to my partner, why is your mother sending me these phallic? Because it looks like a... Anyway.
Oh, look. Look.
Don't forget, we've got to mention the survey for people listening. Oh, there's the music.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Before we get into the show, we'd like to hear from you. I'm reading this, obviously. The Nilly Podcast Network is running a survey, nilly.com.au/survey. Check it out. There'll also be a link in the Somehow Related Facebook group, which I am active in.
There you go. I'll throw in some words to make it sound like it's not being read.
Yeah, exactly. Join the Facebook group.
Oh, fantastic.
Go to nilly.com.au and welcome to Somehow Related. Actually, I should take you a photo. Can I take you a photo for the Facebook group? Are you looking at it?
I'm in pink. I'm wearing pink.
That's a very confident man. That's what I always say when I see a man in a pink shirt. You can have a look at it later if you,
So we should be on it together.
No, don't worry about it. Anyway.
You're like a press agent. Don't worry about it. No, it's fine. It's fine.
You're the star.
No, you look great. Trust me, you look great. Yeah, you look fantastic.
It's not going to go anywhere, that photo. That's another one that I've heard.
Yeah.
It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like I was on Nova this morning filling in for Sam Pang. Anyway, whatever.
And you can't.
He's the most absent radio person in the world.
Don't get me started, eh?
Don't get me started. When I did radio, we were there every day from 6 a.m.
Yeah.
That's usually points. Never had a sick day ever. They asked for a photo of me in my wetsuit because I was talking about my wetsuit and I gave them one. So that could end up anywhere.
But wetsuit makes you look.
No, I thought it looked okay. I got my son to take a photo of it when we were down the beach and it doesn't look that good. So anyway.
Does it look like you swallowed it? Where are you showing it?
Around the tummy and the breasts. Yeah, I look big. Anyway, let's get our topics.
I just want to paint a picture for our listeners.
I'll put it on the Facebook page. I'll put a photo of me in the wetsuit and you in your pink shirt. Yeah. What are the topics?
Nachos and the Air Force.
Now, hang on.
Ooh, I love nachos.
I'm getting confused
here. You have nachos? When's the last time you had nachos?
No, I'm getting confused because I was thinking it was
Narcos. That show. I would watch a series about nachos.
I saw a documentary about Narcos. He was a mean dude.
Yeah.
He was paying people off left, right, and center and bumping people.
We're talking about nachos or Narcos?
Sorry, we're going to talk about
Narcos was bad. I watched that series. Some of it.
Yeah. But what you're talking about is Mexican food?
Yeah. Well, is it? I've been to Mexico. I'm always bragging about the places I've been on this podcast.
You've been to a lot more places than I would have given you credit for.
I traveled a bit before we had kids, but Mexico was great, but I'm a big fan of nachos, corn chips, melted cheese, some beans, and some sour cream. There's a bit of, you can have meat. Yeah, it's often minced meat.
Yeah.
And so I went to Mexico City. I thought, Nacho Central. I reckon I got nachos once in a restaurant. And when the guy put it on the table, he went, "This is not Mexican cuisine," and walked off. Whereas tacos, you get everywhere. That's a street food.
Oh, you can get it everywhere.
Yeah, but nachos must be an American Tex-Mex.
Well, it's like that. What's that Japanese thing they do where they cook it in front of you with the pot? What do they call that?
They throw food at you.
Yeah, that's no way Japanese. It's completely manufactured for the American market.
They're pretty good throws, though, aren't they? We went once for one of my kids' birthdays. It was great.
Oh, where they throw the cups.
Hold the bowl and then you throw the chicken across the room.
I mean, seriously, who would have thought of that?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do something different. Let's throw food around. Yeah, no one's ever done that before. Ooh. Anyway, so it's tortillas.
Tortillas, yeah.
Which are what?
They're corn chips. They're hard.
Because whenever I have it, it's always that thing you have to negotiate first it's a bit like that game, Pick Up Sticks.
It is.
So remember when you had to pick up a stick without moving all the other sticks?
Yes.
So you got to help.
But you want some gunk on it. You want some avocado.
Yeah, so do you pull a bit off and then dip back in?
Yeah.
And what if you get two or three joined by a bit of cheese? And it's usually like a map of New Zealand or something.
Yeah. But what if he gets one and then there's nothing? It's just that's bad.
Yeah. And then because you can't double dip, I've got to commit to that.
No, that's right.
But on this scale of most delectable things to have, that and chips.
Yeah.
Party pies. I'm thinking have it with a beer late afternoon. Not party pies late afternoon. I'm thinking chips.
Yeah. Nachos. It's a classic thing. It must have been the 80s when it came in Australia. Because you would go out and you'd be so excited when on the pub menu they'd have nachos. Oh. They've got nachos. Let's get some nachos for the table.
Yeah. And then I always go, I'll have one. Yeah, and then I'll have 10. Is there, there's sour cream? Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, yeah. Normally it goes corn chips or tortillas, same thing, tasty cheese, some kind of bean mix or meat mix, ready kind of avocado, sour cream, and then
avocado.
Salsa on top. There's always avocado.
Right.
Always.
Would you have made one for the kids?
Yeah, I made it a few months ago, yeah. My son loves it, my teenager, but my daughter was sick on nachos once, so she doesn't like it. So we had to wait till she was on camp.
It's an oven thing too, isn't it?
Chuck it in the oven. I don't think you can do it in a fry pan. It's definitely an oven or a microwave thing, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there are kits at the supermarket where you could just bang it on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be any good. But if you go to a pub and get nachos, it's always very tasty.
But if you get it to get for yourself, you don't feel good afterwards.
No, it's not.
You've got to share it around.
It's not a good meal to eat. It's not a meal. That's what my wife always says to my son. It's not a meal.
No, it's not a meal.
It's not a meal. It's like a snack.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, matter of fact, I could have a nacho right now. Air Force? Now, your dad was in the Air Force.
God, you were good.
Because I only remember that because my dad was in the Air Force.
My dad was, where was your dad stationed?
Well, Laverton.
Yeah, my dad was stationed in Darwin. What did your dad do?
I don't know. What did your dad do?
My dad was a radio mechanic.
Yeah, pretty sure my dad was a general. No, he was a star pilot. I don't know. His name was the Red Baron. You may have heard of him. No, he joined as a fitter and turner, so he was a mechanic. So not that dissimilar to your dad, and so he would fix planes. And he went to – did your dad serve in a war?
Well, Darwin saw action, didn't it?
So he was there during the bombing.
I guess so.
Well, not the cyclone, the bombing.
The bombing?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was as close as we got, wasn't it?
Yes.
And the Japanese thought, we'll have a crack at old Darwin and they bombed Darwin.
It's terrible. Well, my dad went to Vietnam, so last year, on a Kentucky trip. I've done that joke many times. I keep doing it. You know what's changed with that joke? I had a young crowd the other night.
And they didn't get it.
They go, so what, he's been to Vietnam? They didn't get, see, the connotation with us is the war.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, here's a bit of trivia. What do they call the Vietnam War in Vietnam? What do they call it?
The war?
Can they call it the Vietnam War?
No.
War? They call it the American War.
Of course they do. Yeah. What do they call restaurants in China?
restaurants? don't be racist, right? How dare you, Glenn? No, I don't know. What do they call
restaurants? I've never been to China. I didn't put that accent.
That was me. What do they call restaurants in China?
Restaurants.
Anyway, now Dad was in Vietnam for a year and he loved it. He was on an airbase.
Oh, in Vietnam.
Yeah, and he went back because I went for a holiday. Again, my travel, whatever. Yeah. I said, Dad, you got to go back because he made a lot of friends. He set up a cub troop, scout cub troop when he was there, which has Tony Moclair, fan of the show, pointed out. That's what kids want to do in a wartime, wear khaki and run through the jungle.
Hang on. He set up?
A local cub and scout troop with the locals.
For the
locals.
Well, they do tie knots and play British bulldog
run through the bush.
Yeah.
And so he had a lot of friends, South Vietnamese, that were leaders. And he went back and some of them had been put in education camps for 10 years, these guys. 10 years. Anyway, but he was amazed at the amount of tunnels underneath his Air Force base. He goes, there were bloody tunnels everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't realise
that. Did you go in the tunnels when you were there?
Yeah, I did. I didn't fit.
I'd love to do that. Didn't fit?
No, they're for little. You'd fit.
That's claustrophobia.
Oh, but you don't go very far. You've got a choice. You can go down and then go further, or you just go down, have a look, and go straight back.
I've been in the underground city in Edinburgh. That's like that.
Was that like that?
But it's like streets wide.
I've been to the City Link Tube. What's it called? I can't remember what it's called. In Melbourne.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the tunnel.
The tunnel. I've been there.
So here's something interesting. Was there a war between the USA and Mexico? I think there was.
Do you remember the Alamo?
Yes.
That was Mexico and America, wasn't it?
Is that Davy Crockett? Davy Crockett.
You know there's no basement in the Alamo? Do you know that? Well, that's from Pee Wee Herman's film.
There's no what?
Basement in the Alamo. Oh, what happens in his film is that he loses his bike, gets stolen, he goes to a dodgy psychic and she says it's in the basement at the Alamo. So he travels all the way across America to go to the Alamo and he goes on a guided tour. It's quite a funny film.
And there's Pee-wee no basement Herman. In the Alamo.
And he goes, just one question, is there a basement? There's no basement in the Alamo.
Davy Crockett fought and died in the Battle of the Alamo.
You're right, he died fighting in the Alamo. That's amazing.
And there was a series. King of the Wild Frontier. I think there was a war. And you know what the war was about?
No, I'd be about land.
I think it's something to do with Texas or something to do with borders.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Texas was originally part of Mexico or something like that.
And isn't there a place called New Mexico?
There is.
So how about that? I take it from you and I call it, I'll go.
New Mexico.
What do we call it? Just call it, what was it called before? Mexico? Just say it's New Mexico. That's all. So here, I'm
getting close to an answer.
Getting close-ish to an answer, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know what else you can say about the Air Force. It's a great institution. Our dads
but
were in it.
All I'm going to say is when they came together to fight over a border, who knows, maybe they had something to eat.
Oh, they had nachos. It was the peace dinner.
That's all I'll have to think about it during the next thing Mexican hat dance.
Hey, try this. I think I've got a bit of a theory. Because I've been to Mexico. Have you been there? Or?
I haven't been to Mexico. No. I haven't been to Vietnam.
Ugh.
I've been to Geelong.
Newcastle.
I've been to Bendigo, Newcastle.
Been to Perth?
I've been to...
You've been to Darwin?
I've been to the airport at Perth. As you love people play, say, you've been to Singapore? Well, I went to the airport.
Oh, that's like me. I've been to the airport in Singapore. Anyway, I just think it's got something to do with Americans' nachos. I don't think it's Mexican at all. It's my theory.
But hang on, we don't go to the theories yet.
Okay.
What we do is we put the thinking music on, and you and I and the listeners go, let me put all this together.
Well, let's put on the thinking music because it's getting so hot in here. I feel like I am Mexico or a combination between Mexico and Vietnam. It's hot at the moment in Melbourne. All right, here we go.
Good. Did you get up and do a little dance?
In my mind.
A little triple clap. Okay.
In my mind.
You want to go first?
I just think nachos were created by the Air Force as a snack. I just think it's not Mexican, but I reckon they were close to Mexico. And I reckon they were in Mexico. The Air Force created it somehow.
Well, I reckon they already had it. Without the meat. And then when they were fighting with the Americans, right?
Yeah.
At some point, they probably had some sort of treaty scenario.
Oh, and they put the meals together.
And the Americans went, we've got some meat here. Because Americans would love meat.
They love meat. And a lot of beef down that end. A
lot of beef. And I reckon the Mexicans had the tortillas.
Yeah.
And they've gone, can we whack this together? and they've gone, bingo, this is a great dish. And then it's lived in both countries forevermore.
All right, well, Sam, what is the answer?
Wives of U.S. Air Force staff based on the Mexican border would go across into Mexico to visit the restaurants. One day they arrived at a restaurant that I've run out of food. The owner, whose name was Nachos, put some cheese on tortilla chips and Corbett Nachos special, and it evolved from there.
So it evolved because...
Wives of Air Force people were hungry.
Yeah,
and they were
some guy called Nachos.
Nachos. That was his action. That was his name.
He probably looked a bit like something with a bit of cheese on top of it,
like a nacho. So that's probably someone's surname still to this day. And imagine how much crap they'd get at school. Oh, here comes Nachos,
Mr. and Mrs. Nachos. Welcome. Oh, well, there you go.
Oh man.
Can we send a little? I know we don't normally send Cheerios.
Yeah, go on.
But.
For the Nachos family?
Well, because given we're talking about food, just remind me of it. A friend of mine, Alex Burt, was listening to the show, and we were talking about waffles and Nike. And the reason we talked about that is because Nike got their idea for their treads.
The tread from Waffle Iron.
From Waffle Iron.
Yeah.
And he was listening to this and started salivating over...
Oh, waffles.
Got a craving.
Yeah.
And he had to go out and buy a Waffle Iron. And he bought one, sent me a photograph of it. Then he started sending me photographs of what he was creating in Waffle Iron. The yogurt with the berries and the...
Compote.
Oh, my God.
Yum.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
I like the idea that our listeners are getting cravings from things we are talking about.
There'll be a big increase in nacho sales.
Probably. Anytime you, if I'm watching a movie about someone getting into bed, I go, oh yeah, get into bed. Or someone drinks a big glass of Coke or something. Oh, give me a Coke now.
What about that supersizing with the guy at McDonald's for 6 months? I watched that and just went, oh, I could really do something like this. This movie has not worked on me.
There's a tipping point. This is my theory though, because SBS has a cooking channel.
Yeah.
And as soon as you get past about 8:30. I don't want to see people putting food in their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not interested in recipe. You've got to put.
You're going to say as soon as you get past 8:30, they get nude. Yeah, because SBS. It's just all.
I watched that nude program the other night. The nude, but I watched it in Italian.
Oh really?
You know the one where they sit in bed together and they talk, then they take their clothes off.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then they have to lean over and press a button whether they're going to go or they're going to stay.
Ooh.
And you know.
Yeah, enough about your home life. All right.
Well, I was getting into bed, and I was alone. As you know, I'm batching at the moment.
Yeah.
And I must have, I stuck around. Oh, Anytime you say anything in Italian in a bed, it just sounds rude.
Yeah, it's true.
Can you speak any Italian?
Fangula. I think that's a rude word. Because I grew up with a few Italians.
Doesn't sound very romantic.
Fangula pastata. No, that's not romantic. Pizza, lasagna. Ciao. Lasagna. Again, I've been to Italy 6 times, as has been pointed out on this podcast. Can't speak any Italian.
Anyway.
Oh, it's getting hot in here. I need some nachos.
Yeah. There you go. We solved another crime.
Another one done.
Next time you have nachos. If you're having watching Narcos, eating nachos,
yeah.
Think of how it came about.
Yeah. Thank the Air Force in America. Thank the wives.
Mm.